Good afternoon, everyone. A lot of pieces of the puzzle moving both for grains and cattle. Grain trade sharply higher on the wheat today as the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, tried to offer up another opportunity to have peace in the corridor where the Black Sea is for moving grain. That had played negatively for a little bit yesterday, but everybody saw through that because he continues to launch attacks on civilian sites over in Russia. Russia now has the Novorossiysk port, their biggest deep water port. All three loaders are offline right now. And apparently the drone attacks from Ukraine continued into Russia on their Ust-Luga port. And so right now we're looking at maybe seeing 20% of the Black Sea wheat movement occurring that gets ramped up in August is able to happen. And things are getting very desperate as we get another 2-3 weeks down the road. We're going to see buyers of wheat move on to European wheat, Australian wheat, and U.S. wheat. Australia doesn't have much right now. It's their new crop growing, but they'll certainly want to see some of that as well as we get later in the fall. But U.S. wheat sales can occur. And that has Kansas wheat, which at one time we were up 36 cents, chilling a little bit. We're up 30 cents right now on September Kansas. 750 and a half. Chicago wheat up 18 and a half cents at 671 and a quarter. That was showing gains of 25 cents here earlier. We're at 671 and a quarter. December Chicago up 18 at 686 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat up 12 cents with harvest underway fully across the state. Harvest pressure laying into it. We are showing just a gain of 12 and a quarter cents for Minneapolis, September, 681 and a half, while December's up 13 and three quarters at 707 and a half. Now, this is supporting corn as well. The ability for Ukraine to move their corn is also restricted. So corn back up to the highs of the week. We're up 8.5 cents, 480 and a half on December corn. That old crop September up 7 3/4, 455 and three quarters. This is even affecting canola, as any canola movement out of Ukraine pretty much being limited. And so the canola market, Canadian canola market here today that we trade against, that's up $13 at $816. Soybean oil here just up 28 cents on the bean oil contract for December at $68.66, while meal's up $1 a ton, $3.15 even. Soybeans just showing a small gain of 4 3/4 cents on September beans, while November at $11.70 3/4. The November up 3.5 cents, $11.85 3/4. August weather looking good, so it's kind of holding back beans' ability to rush higher, but still it's a higher close on the week for November beans if we can get closed here. Now the cattle market getting hit heavily again this morning, as yesterday afternoon you've heard the news. Tyson is going to be closing two plants and selling another one. That put heavy pressure on the cattle market this morning, taking out those important July 27th lows that live and feeder cattle contracts made when it was announced that the border to Mexico was being opened up and allowing Mexican feeder cattle up into the U.S. We had seen a rally off of that. That was taken away. Heavy selling the last few days, culminating this morning, kind of like a sell the rumor, buy the fact. We opened up, went into heavy sell pressure this morning, making new lows for the calendar year, but now we are coming back nicely. We are seeing where is my box beef? I've been so busy here to find that for you. Do I have it over here yet? It doesn't really matter right now. I'm not seeing it, but we are seeing some cash trade in that 228 range, down substantially from last week. August board has until another 2 weeks to finish out. It's at 224, down 222 right now. It's off its lowest $4. And so that's showing the cash cattle market under pressure, but probably stabilizing here over the next 2 weeks. We'll see the October cattle. We are well above right now those July 17th lows. We are at 219 right now for October cattle, down just a dollar on the day. We are $4 off the lows there as well. December cattle down 92 cents, 218.52, $3 off those July 17th lows. So it's appearing like the flush in this market. We've absorbed the border opening. We've absorbed this packing plant closing, which obviously insiders knew all throughout Tyson. They probably were selling over the last several sessions, including feedlots that are really close to the vest with them. So they're seeing profit taking on those sales, buying up occurring in the feeder cattle market. We are now off the low $6 on the feeder cattle trade. August feeders down $1.82 at $3.41. September down $2.85, $3.34.35. October feeders off 352 at 325.27. November down 410 at 317.37. Let's look at those January feeders. Got down to 304.52 this morning here. That was a new low, but they're coming back to where they were when the New World screwworm, the relaxation of the U.S. border was announced. They made a low that day on those January feeders at what was the low that day there? I'm looking up here real quick. 309.40. Currently trading 309. Down 427. So maybe we're going to flush the toilet today on the board and the prices maybe stabilize, see a little bit of recovery in here. October hogs off 57 cents, 81.55. December down 70 cents at 72.40. In the metals, we're up 17 bucks on the December gold, 4,437. Silver up 4 cents, $65. The Bitcoin August contract off $270 to 63,205. And in the energy markets, crude oil heading into the weekend, up 92 cents a barrel, $82.17. Gasoline up 5.25 cents a gallon, $3.18.5 a gallon. Diesel fuel up 2.5 cents a gallon, $4.27.5. Any questions, you can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Go get a free look at our newsletter. We put alerts out to help you out all the time, like today in the cattle market. We're here to help. Heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.